And here we go with another podcast, stumbling over my words.
What's new?
Being the bipolar piece of shit that I'm supposed to be. Tyler, thank you for pulling me off of that cliff that we were just on.
Just for a little bit, you know. Just for a solid 45
minutes.
I mean
that in the funniest way. Hey, don't be negative people, but we definitely get into bipolar a little bit. And then, as always, I think that's something to talk more about. Anxiety, stress, and also trying to deny that you aren't, you know, that you don't have those issues. You know,
yeah.
They always say that that's one of the biggest things for addiction and those kind of things is just admitting that you have a problem. And I think that's always hard for people to admit their faults. But anyways, Tyler, what else do we talk about?
We talk about
your pretty hair.
Oh, okay, I forgot. Hair. Yep, my very pretty hair.
Beautiful.
Doesn't it just look luscious?
Jeff needs to do something with his, but I think, you know, I think I really don't want to mess with my hair right now. So I'm just going to stay part of the beanie and find some cute girl to do my hair.
You know, I was thinking about cutting my hair. All right, calm down. I was thinking about cutting my hair until this episode, and your compliments on it make me think I want to keep it.
Yeah, dude. I'm not cutting my mind, man.
Well, we also talk about your natural dreads, which is concerning.
Yes. Yeah, so, but you said not to get dreads. You said something else.
Corn rolls.
Corn rolls, which I don't even know what those look like.
Oh,
But does that mean there's corn in my hair? Because I love to eat corn. I don't know about having corn in my hair, though.
All right, anyways, we also talk about...
into my hair.
Nope, we're going to skip over that. We also talk about...
Now I decide to be funny in the intro.
My potential for...
Guys, the rest of the podcast sucks balls. We balls. Balls.
We talk about my potential property purchase.
Yes, very exciting. Yes, very exciting.
In a house.
Tyler, you better get on that.
I
gotta
get on it
tomorrow.
I know. We talk about it.
Or it's gonna be gone.
We'll see. It's saved right now, so
I know you don't want to catch up on your TV shows. I know you're digging Apple TV right now and shit. Or I don't know, maybe you moved on to the next one. There's basically an app for every day for TV shows nowadays.
No, dude, we didn't talk about this in the podcast, but I have been watching You on Netflix.
Oh, me? I was like,
yeah.
Good shit. I think I've watched the first two seasons. Is there just two seasons?
There's going to be a third one coming out.
Right, I'm excited about that. Oh, cool. We'll have to talk about
that.
I'm not going to say anything.
A couple episodes into the second season right now.
Okay, well, that's something. You can bring that up because you can help jog my memory. And I'm going to have to... I hate deja vu. So I'll just let you talk about it, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah.
It's pretty good, though. I enjoy it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You is also something we did not talk about in
Correct.
The podcast. So
but we're
really,
talking about it again in the intro. So
yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
So if you just listen to the intro and don't listen to anything else, we don't blame you.
It's actually probably a better podcast in the intro.
Yeah. Tyler, do you have an apology you need to tell everybody for working too much at your part-time job?
No, because I'm part-time.
You motherfucker. Yes. We talk about that and the bullshit that is Tyler's part-time job that he works full-time plus overtime. An extra 10 hours last week.
Whoops.
Whoops. Well, you enjoy your job. Right? Right? No? No.
I'm shaking my head, yes.
No. He does not enjoy his job, ladies and gentlemen. He just, he can't say no to money.
I got to let my dog out. She's crying again. Anyways, let's just get into this episode.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Did I say that out loud? Okay. Love you, Nala.
No, you don't. Don't fucking lie.
She's going to bite me next time. You know I love Nala. Oh, my gosh. She's the... Dude, I cuddle with that dog more than you do.
Yeah, I don't let her cuddle with me. Not a chance.
See? I've probably cuddled more in her lifetime with her than you ever have. And you've known her much, much longer.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah, she used to always sleep on my bed with me.
Never on my bed. Not a chance. All right, we'll go outside. All right, let's just get into this episode.
Let's do it.
Put your seats up in your upright position. Put your
go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast.
Welcome back, folks.
My name is Jeff.
My name is Christopher.
Well, I guess we chose identities, new identities.
Yep.
Not a sex change, I guess, unless, you know, you're fluid like that and it doesn't matter what name.
And this is our podcast, Talking Off Script. So glad you guys could join us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, holy shit.
I have to ask you about your man jewelry real quick.
My man jewelry?
Yes, sir. What you got on there?
Yeah. Some bracelets. It's like, thank you. It's this guy that puts together like just with a tool individually puts these loops through. So like, oh, let me see. He makes all those. He makes that by hand.
No shit.
And yeah, it can get pretty pricey too. Once you get the bigger, this is only $15 here, but you can, I mean, the price goes up from there pretty good. Like, he had like different pieces of art and stuff. Like, when I go back there, I have to take some pictures. It's pretty,
okay,
pretty badass. And the guys are super cool.
Is that something you're getting into right now? Is some jewelry?
Yeah. Trying to get into some jewelry. Just trying to, you know, take care of myself. I've lost 45 pounds. Just under 45 pounds.
Well, I got 240. You didn't lose it in your face. So.
I definitely haven't.
No.
Fucking chunky little face. You still look pretty. It's so weird. Like, but yeah. I still got to break that. I think that's once I hit about 220, then I'm like, poof. So it's kind of weird that I usually lose it in my face first. I know, like looking like I haven't lost any of my face yet. So
I think it's your hair.
I probably just need to hit that. You know, yeah. That's part
of it. Dude, your hair is out of control.
Too, I'm still pretty. I know. I got to get my hair done, and I just keep on putting it off. And this is one second.
Oh, okay. Seth's leaving the chair. Don't know where he's going. He does have a naked woman on the wall behind him, which is very fascinating. But yeah, guys, Seth and I are back on the airwaves. We're going to try to keep this.
There we go.
Oh,
much better.
Oh.
Of course, now I can't
hear you. Are we, hang on, you can't hear me yet.
Damn it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, see?
There he is. All right.
Now, yeah.
We are part of the Beanie Club, my friend.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, you have a beanie on. Yes. I know. So,
did you not notice?
When I was down. What's that?
Did you not notice that I was wearing a beanie?
No, it looks not. Yeah, I know. I wasn't paying attention. Well, I'm just out of it, dude. I have not been feeling well. I should have probably checked into a psych ward 2 months.
Listen, in your defense, I wear a beanie so much, it's like a part of my identity.
True. Yeah.
So you don't even notice.
Yeah, I guess you've always been wearing it like here lately. Yeah. So I don't even know. Are you starting to grow your hair out again?
Dude, my hair is so long.
You just have it short and then. Huh?
My hair is so long.
Is it really?
Oh my goodness.
Bullshit. Prove it. Bullshit.
Dude, my hair is out of control, sir. Hang on.
Oh, fuck yeah, you're growing your hair out too. Hell yeah.
Are you, sir, where have you been? Hang on.
Dude, you have a, like, I mean.
Hang on.
You haven't been showing it that much.
I know.
You may be, like, dude, my brain is so scattered right now. So I can't remember. I've never had a very good memory anyways. And, dude, we haven't seen each other hardly at all the last 6+ months. Most of 2020 has been really rough, like just for the podcast in general.
No, dude, my hair is
damn nice, dude. Fuck, man,
my hair is very long.
But you were keeping up with that in a beanie all the time.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude, that looks good.
I just made my screen bigger so I can see it. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man, that looks good, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how much, like, I gotta. So somebody said I need to do dreads, or not dreads, yeah. Maybe it was dreads? No, not dreads. It was the other thing where they, like, I mean, you already have kind of some.
You have natural dreads, but, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of crazy? So yeah, I just need to get the rest of it maybe dreaded. I don't know.
You should do cornrows.
That's what? Corn rolls?
Or rolls, yeah. Did I say rows?
Yeah. Corn rolls.
Hmm. Anyways, what you been up to, pal?
Dude, I left Ohio, like, what, the end of December. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I came back in, drove back with Eli, who's in my place up in Toledo.
Right.
Who's my roommate. Well, now he's kind of just being my renter because I'm not there anymore. And I flew out. I was ready, you know, for my vacation thing. But, man, I haven't been feeling well since, like, November. Just, like, my sleep has been all jacked up and just kind of stress and everything. Like, my bipolar just kicked in, you know, after so much stress and loss of sleep. I just, you know, I guess what they call it, kind of manic to an extent, which I can deal with it just fine. But I'll have little mental breaks every once in a while, like, and maybe get paranoid.
Has it ever lasted this long before?
No, because I usually go to the emergency room, but, like, it's up and down. Like, I just, like, I don't want to go to a psych ward for one thing, but that just makes me not even want to go to the doctor. So I went to one doctor, and I got on medicine, but I ran out of that. So I'm just going to get, and then, like, two, like, part of the help was, like, well, for me, it was, like, you know, the biggest issue has been trying to switch from drinking to smoking weed.
Yeah.
You know, like,
how much are you drinking now?
Not as much as I used to. That's probably the issue. Which, I mean, like, I probably should just go back to drinking wine a little bit, but I'm just trying to have a balance and take care of my body and make sure I take over my mind.
So, like, obviously something is off. You just don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, I've lost a lot of sleep. Like, yeah, I just need some medicine just to get me going. But, like, I can't, when I'm like this, like, I can't relax very well. And the weed really helps with that, too. Which is crazy that, like, thankfully, like, there is medical marijuana around here. But, like, I have a friend that's bipolar and she, like, definitely needed to be on weed. But she can't even, like, she'd even know where to go to or whatever, you know? Like, I mean, that's not something a doctor usually recommends. Like, hey, you know what? You should go see a weed doctor.
Well, I don't think the term is weed doctor, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, obviously a doctor. I mean,
well, you got to think, if doctors are turning people to medical marijuana, they are losing money, so.
Mm-hmm. Hand over fist, because we don't even know all of the benefits of weed itself. We don't, because we've demonized it for so long.
Speaking of losing money, have you been paying attention to the stock market?
Yeah.
You got GameStop stock?
I don't think I messed with it. I was just like, I kind of pulled all of my money and out for the most part, and I can't remember if I put a little bit in there. I think I'm trying not to think about it too much. I know what's going on, but, like, because I've been sick, all my finances are behind and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I just got so scrambled. I was moving money and just, like, spending too much. So, but thankfully, you know, my assets are intact. So that's always good. And I'll get caught up. So, but I'm back at my original property and I'm considering selling this place. And that's a hard thing. Or, well, I have it for sale. I mean, I first listed it back in December. And I've gotten a couple offers. Good offers.
How much? Just say it.
$270,000 and $260,000.
Nah, they can do better.
Yeah, they can do better.
They can do better.
But those weren't cash offers. I got a guy coming to offer me cash. Probably Wednesday.
So how low are we talking for cash? Like, he's got it right there.
He's probably I'm at $300,000 right now, so he's gonna have to come in close to that. But I love this place. It means a lot to me. It makes me good money. Like, I don't have to sell. I'm just like, really, I know I can make a lot of money with that money.
200,000 cash right now. You taking it?
Like 200 cash? Am I selling the place for 200 cash? No fucking way.
250?
200K?
250?
No. I mean, already I have to offer for 260 and 270.
But that's not cash.
But that's not cash.
Correct. But I'm talking cash right now.
I might as well take those. Huh? No. See, that's the thing, though. It's like, that's just, yeah, they say money talks, but to me.
Okay, so if the people that are spending more money on the place are not paying in cash, how are they paying you?
Oh, going through a bank. So that's going to take like 30 to 45 days.
Right, so.
By that time, I could spruce up the place a little bit and get a better offer.
What I'm saying is it makes sense for somebody with cash to say, I know I'm offering you less than what they are, but you're going
to
have it now.
Right, yeah, they're gonna try to, yes. But.
Which is why I was offering.
I still have the ability to say
250.
No. You trying to get a family discount? Wait, you got some cash, boy?
Family discount? I want it for 100 now.
Dude, that would suck. My mortgage is 90,000, so I'd only make 10.
No, I'm actually.
That would be horrible. I bought it for 105.
I'm looking at a house. I'm going to schedule a walkthrough. But
oh, yeah?
I found a nice little property out in the country. Dude.
Okay.
It has its own huge two-car garage. It's on the river. I'll have my own dock.
Dude,
it's a nice location. And it's only 125.
Dude, oh, that's exciting, man. Yeah. Dude, because you know I'm getting an RV. Would you let me just, like, come park on your property?
Dude, I will have storage. Because I was thinking about this. The garage is huge. Oh. Like, it makes me want to be able to finally buy a boat. Obviously, I'll be able to store my own boat. Dude, it's pretty nice. I'll have to show you photos of it.
Yeah, I haven't told you about, but I have a buddy that's going to be coming to Toledo, and we're going to build a boat together.
You're going
to
build a boat?
Yeah, because we're making a sailboat.
What?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll probably just have a boat, too, because just I'm going to be able to get out this summer, you know, up there for sure.
Here, I'm sending it to you.
But, yeah, we're going to build a boat.
That's kind of exciting.
He's probably not going to be able to get up there until March or April. I'm hoping by April. That's good.
I just sent you the listing so you can check it out.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay.
Just don't cancel the...
Okay, right. I can... Yeah. That would have sucked. Yeah, it just keeps on saying record in the corner. So.
Good. But it's a nice little place.
Dude, that's exciting. That is... That's... like, all right. How many acres is it? Is it on a full acre or at least a half acre? Or what do you think? Yeah. I doubt for that price it's that much land, though. It's probably like... Let me guess... An eighth of an acre. But no, with a river and everything, it's probably more than that.
I don't know. I can't find the acreage on here. Yeah, I don't know. I can't find it on here. But it's like, it's all super updated. It's got like brand new Samsung appliances that are all staying.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice. I'm going to schedule a walkthrough.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is easy upsell. I was like, if I'm like, well, for one thing, selling like stuff, like, man, my appliances, I got my nice appliances at 1215 I guess I should say my street.
don't give the address away.
Well, I was going to call 1215 Properties my business, yeah. But I started an LLC with my uncle called Lucky. That was my grandfather's like nickname. People call him Lucky, which is funny because I don't consider him lucky. He's definitely blessed just because he was he was a man of God. I feel like you're just like
you're blessed.
I feel you're blessed in a way when that respect you have for God. So like, yeah, but that you throw all of that out the window. I say that just because, you know, I believe it's very important to believe in God. And so, but they call him lucky, but that's bullshit because he worked hard. He worked sun up to sundown. He worked as late as like 9 o'clock in the night a lot of times. Like, he was a hard worker, and he woke up like at, I think, four to five, like about every day.
I love waking up at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. See, I want to get better at waking up in the morning, but my issue is that I need to be on medicine so I can go to bed earlier. That's part of my big issue, is that when I started working hard, oh crap. Like, oh shit, I gotta plug that in. When I started working hard, I was trying to change my sleep pattern. And so my anxiety and my, just like my, I mean, everybody's going to get really fucked up when they lose a lot of sleep. Yeah. And that's what happened. I was trying to get up earlier and sleep early, and I wasn't able to go to bed at a decent time.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mind started getting scrambled pretty good.
It happens.
And then it doesn't help that I'm like not taking any like bipolar medicine daily, because then my mind probably wouldn't get scrambled like that, and I could probably go with less sleep. So yeah, that's probably good. I'm talking myself into taking bipolar medicine.
I was telling people while you were away, you have a naked woman on your wall. What is that photo back there?
Oh, that's Cargill. That's he's a artist, but that's Wonder Woman.
Is it?
Yeah, it's her. Just like
Well, she's naked. Wonder Woman isn't naked.
Do you don't think Wonder Woman ever gets naked?
No, definitely not.
Right. Her clothes are glued onto her.
Yeah. It's all CGI. What are you talking about, sir?
It's all CGI.
She never gets naked.
My mommy says, no, look at boobies, so boobies don't exist.
Yeah. Dude, so I've been... Something that I have turned into, and I think it's going to be a dangerous hobby of mine. What is that?
Certificate of authorization.
Nope, authenticity.
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 Cargo Gallery.
Okay, that's cool.
But he's all right. He's not, I mean, they're not super expensive, so it's not like he's an amazing artist.
Anyways, a hobby that I've started getting into.
Yes. Uh-oh.
That's going
Uh-oh.
To be expensive, Uh-oh. I can tell.
Uh-oh.
Maybe unhealthy. I am getting into whiskey.
Oh, awesome.
Like,
yeah.
Like good, expensive whiskey. Like not stuff that you mix with Coke, you know? Not that type of whiskey.
Okay.
Not like Jack Daniel's. But I bought this Japanese whiskey.
All right, well, you know, don't spend all your money on whiskey. Let's put a little bit more of that back in the podcast.
No, that's fair. That's fair. But I bought
preferably time. Some time in the podcast,
that's
motherfucker.
Fine. That is fine. All right.
No, it's not. It's not fine. It's not fine until we're doing two podcasts again.
I understand. Okay. Actually, speak of the devil, I was talking to our number one fan from the UK earlier this week because he messaged me.
Oh yeah.
He reached out to me just cool. like, hey, hope things are going well, things like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's been a bummer. We haven't been on the airwaves. He's like, life gets in the way.
Yeah.
It's like, it happens.
Yeah. We're not growing. We're not going to grow if we're not consistent. So.
You're not wrong. But hang on. Let me grab this bottle. Let me show you real quick. So, this is a Japanese whiskey, and it's called Nika. It is a coffee malt. And it is fantastic, my friend. 45%. And my favorite part is actually like the bottle and the label of it.
Huh. Oh, yeah. I got to make. Oh, no wonder. You were smaller. Okay. There we go. Oh, nice.
Now you can see it. Yeah.
Nika coffee with malt whiskey. Okay.
Oh, dude, it's so good. But I've started diving into the expensive whiskey. And I also have a bottle of Crown Royal Black up on my countertop as well, which is obviously not of the same caliber as this stuff. And going back and forth, I can 100% tell a difference. I can tell Crown Royal is like the stuff that you want to mix with some shit. But this, it would be a sin to mix with anything. This shit is so good. And it burns so good. And I think I'm not saying I'm addicted, but I definitely look at this bottle every single day and think, maybe just a little bit. But I'm good. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, that man, like, since I know it's going to be probably a struggle here, at least this year, I mean, to be around each other a lot, because I'm definitely, like, I'm going to be traveling a little bit, but, like, I'm definitely going to, like, have a home base, and, I mean, I want it to be somewhere warm. Well, on an island.
That's right.
I mean, that's why I'm going to basically, so, but I'm going to still be traveling a lot. So like, and then really, I mean, so I plan to get an RV and then I got to finish up the 48 and then I'm going to start like going to other countries. So, but we'll see. We'll play. I feel like, I mean, I'll leave that. It's always up for negotiations. You know, it just depends what life brings me. But like,
you know, my mom and Brian
definitely don't want to lose my free spiritness.
My mom and Brian purchased a nice camper.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude. Nice. Very nice. Like,
well, it definitely, I mean, yeah. Cool.
It's good. I think she said it sleeps like 8 people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, it's very nice. It reminded me of something that like you should definitely purchase.
Yeah. Yeah, so the thing is, gonna probably buy a house on the island, probably start with like a, probably my, yeah, so my uncle and I are gonna come in together and we started an LLC together, but I was wanting to do the Airbnb thing. I was talking to him about that, and he wanted a vacation home, so the first house will probably end up being in Florida or South Padre, and of course, I love South Padre, so... And it's a good launching spot to anyone. I mean, you got a international airport not very far from there that's really small. But when I flew out, like, they had just upgraded to a new facility, like, 3 days before. So we had to go through this nice airport. But then we had to go down to a bus that took us over to the tarmac because they're still in the middle of doing all this remodeling and stuff. And so that was fun, but so we go into this nice building, but then we gotta go get on a bus to get to the but that's exciting. Like, that area is really growing. That's Brownsville, Texas. But yeah,
see, dude, you're just so different than me. You are all about the warm weather and the beaches, man.
I am. I like the cold weather too. I do love the cold. I definitely will get some. No, I like the cold when I'm able to stay warm. I like to be out in the cold. Now, here's the thing. Like, I don't like to do it by myself. So if I have something like you like, if you want to go somewhere cold, I enjoy, of course, hanging out with you. So, I mean, you were talking about going to Utah, right?
I think Utah's the move.
Was it Utah? Yeah.
Dude, sounds speaking good. Of snow,
I'm game for whatever,
there's
dude.
Like 6 inches of snow on the ground and it's still snowing right now.
Oh, shit, man.
It's fucking, it's beautiful. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you said,
can you see it?
Okay, yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's why I got some good photos. Did you see the one that I posted on Instagram?
No, I'm going to go there right now. Oh, I probably should not be moving my phone too much.
Yeah, don't ruin the recording now.
I'm getting distracted by some pretty girls on my phone.
The photo that I posted was actually taken with my iPhone. And it's fucking crazy. You said you got the 12 now too?
Yeah, I got the 12 Pro.
12 Pro. Do you have the Max?
Yeah, 12 Pro Max. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, the camera quality on these new iPhones is outrageous.
I mean, yeah, I was really wanting to... We'll see what happens. Try to wrap everything up with my company and trying to let some people, having people step in and work with me. Trying to hire as many people as I can without, like, not taking away from the revenue that much so that I can still invest. But, yeah. So that's exciting. But then I want to focus on movies and yeah, I would like to make a movie this year is what I'd like to do, you know, and I'd like to just do it on my iPhone Pro Max.
You can,
you know, yep. And I mean, there's attachments too for mics. I would, but the mic seems to be really well, but I definitely need something for like outside. If it's, I mean, I have some couple different ideas for like scripts, but I almost like just want to buy a script and just like make it my own or something. So I don't know, because I don't like to write, but if I sit down with somebody and I could write a script or like, yeah, I love the idea of like a group writing and stuff like that. That sounds fun.
Like a group think.
Yeah. 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 At least like I feel like three people is a good spot, but you do so much with two too, because like, I don't know, you get too many people, then you get people disagreeing on stuff, you know? But then I don't know how all that works. Like, you probably just vote on it, too. You could vote on it if you have, like, seven writers or something.
Well,
like
we all know how democracy works. It doesn't.
Well, that's why I like the idea of producing my own shit and be like, I'm in charge. What I says goes. Mm-hmm. If it fails, it's my fault, you know? But I'm okay with that.
I think you need to be like
making
that.
Making what I want.
You need to be like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I like to make people happy too much, and I really got to work on, like, especially in business. You know, I just gotta, I'd be like, no,
you just gotta we're do doing you it
this way. Yep. Because I'm the fucking boss. And it's kind of like a big realization that, like, because now that I have people working with me, like, I mean, well, they got to be able to rely on me.
Yeah.
So I got to fucking make sure I take care of myself. And for them to be able to rely on me, I got to make sure that I don't have all these responsibilities that I don't need.
That's, yeah, that makes sense. You put extra stress on yourself and it just fucks you up even more. Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to. So people can do it for me. So I already have... you met Donnie. Donnie's my maintenance guy. I have a couple that are working for me that they're buying a property off me, and they're going to help me with managing. And then I have a buddy that I just, a really good friend here that I married them. She's always been in business. She works with a company that owns Jack Daniels, and he's in school right now. So shout out
to Justin. When did you marry this couple?
What, 3 years ago? A little over 3 years ago. It was like a couple months before I like took off.
Okay. I didn't know that.
A little over 3 years ago. Yeah. Yep. I got ordained because they asked me to marry them. So,
dude, I've been thinking about doing this nice thing. Somebody told me about this. Do you know about this website where you can buy land in... Where the fuck is it? You can buy like a little square patch of land, a 1x1 square foot piece of land, and become a lord. Did you know about this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I just heard about this shit. But apparently you can go online and you can be a lord. You can own a piece of land together with somebody and be a lord and a lady, or you can just be a lady. But I thought it was pretty fucking cool. You know how cool it would be to be Lord Tyler Lunsford?
Hey, well, the key is going there too, man. Like, a lot of times they have castles for sale and shit, man. My plan is to own, I want to own a property in every single country in the world. Now, it's going to be a little tough.
That's
to
get a in lot Korea. Of, Jesus, dude. Is that your goal, your life goal?
No, I have other goals and aspirations, but... My main was is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. And that bitch is such a pain. I'm constantly wanting to break that one.
Can't blame you there.
But no, sorry. I got a number of goals, and I, you know, they say to make like to, I'm trying to get into writing them down. Like I like the idea to having like a, what do they call it, a visual board or whatever? I'm saying that wrong.
It's a vision board.
You know what I'm talking about? Vision. I said visual board. Yeah. Vision. Yes. Thank you. I think that would be something good for
actually
me.
Actually writing it down.
Very visual. Yeah. Like, and just having it, well, just putting it in pictures in front of me, yeah. like having like the goals. And I was kind of starting to do that with like, had some magazines and like things that like, I'm interested in and like goals of mine. So like, yeah, the thing is like putting those in order.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking like, I've been sick, but like for some reason, all these crazy good ideas are coming to me right now. I'm not even writing them down, but like, I know that they're there, but I gotta put those out. Like, and just start having them visually to just like make them reality.
You know what you need to do,
because
sir?
I know I can.
You know what you need to do? And I don't know why you haven't started this yet. You need...
Oh, no.
Just... You need to make a fucking YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And just start posting content, dude. It doesn't have to be high quality.
Yeah.
You just need to start getting something out there.
I do. Yeah, I do. You're right.
And YouTube is the easiest thing that you could do.
Yeah, because I could just put something. Yeah, I don't even have to. I should just record myself and talk.
Yes. I don't know why you don't do just something that simple.
Yeah.
First of all, it'll get you comfortable behind the camera.
Then I could just, And then I could just send it to you and you could chop it up. I could post the whole thing and then you could chop it up for me too.
Whatever you would want. Yeah,
like once you have more time.
Whatever you would want to do with your content.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
I know, because that's good. Yeah. I know, I was wanting to start going live more on Instagram too. But yeah, well, and then I was going to do Twitch. I was going to get back on the gaming. So, but yeah, like, it's good.
YouTube. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I was thinking, I like the idea of just going live too, and then the whole thing posts, right? And then I could chop it up. So, yeah.
You just need to start putting stuff out there.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about stuff, letting people out. Yeah, that's be good. Yeah. I appreciate that. Well, keep on encouraging me to do that, because the key is I really just need to take care of myself right now and just chill the fuck out, because I have so much on my mind and I just need to chill and do one thing at a time.
You got to think, though. If you put content out like that on YouTube,
yeah,
and talk about what you're doing right now, what you're going through, like, dude, some people are going to resonate with that and that's going to catch on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it, dude. There's a lot of people that will listen to this and like have listened to you talk about mental health problems before and like have reached out to me and said, I like that. Like, that was good content.
Yeah.
People need to know that they're not alone. Yeah. And you putting something out there like that will help them.
Yeah, I put on my Twitter, Seth Ohms, right under all it says after my name, bipolar.
You put that on Twitter?
Yeah, just straight up just change that on Twitter, bipolar.
Nice.
That sums up my life for the last 20 years. Just like all the excuses have been put on bipolar a lot of times. All my life has revolved a lot. Well, it comes back to when you feel that God has spoken to you and then you go fucking crazy. This is all God's fault. No, I'm joking. It's the which happens a lot to people in their 20s, not God speaking to them, but like psych breaks, bipolar breaks. Yeah. Like, I mean, I went. All right. Intermission is complete.
Intermission, unexpected intermission. Seth, your iPad died? What the hell, man?
I know, my iPad died. One of my buddies called me.
It was like the perfect storm.
It was the perfect storm. And then I mean, I guess that's the only way it stops recording. But yes, I should be recording on a mic.
You should.
Tyler has the nice mic in front of him that I give him, but I wasn't smart enough to get myself one right after.
I have a hell of a setup over here, sir.
Well, I'm going to have guests anyways, because I'm planning on doing my own podcast slash, Tyler's talking me in the YouTube thing and stuff, so I need to I need to start doing it. So like, but anyways, yeah, I guess I could start just going through. I don't know if I should start a new Instagram or just go through my regular one. Maybe I'll just go through my regular one and just turn that into a podcast.
Either way, you got to start pumping out content.
Yeah,
you
gotta pumping out shit. So yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Anyways,
yes,
we're gonna wrap this episode up because I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, and
I'm ready for a drink.
Yeah, and you know, even though you have lots of time since you only have a part-time job, for some reason you don't have a lot of time because we never do a podcast. How is your part-time job going, Tyler?
My part-time job is very part-time. Yeah, very part-time.
Bull fucking shit. How many hours did you put in last week?
I put in 50.
Motherfucker. That, ladies and gentlemen, that is not a part-time job. Full-time is anything over 32. But his work still claims he's a part-time employee.
I am part-time.
Oh, my gosh. They don't like you there. They do not like you. If they won't give you full-time status, well, they have to give you how much benefits are you missing out?
I am actually not.
You're not missing out on anything. Now, can you tell them I can only work this many hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to slowly start kind of getting back to normal.
I know. I know if I'm able to employ you, like, although I feel like I'll have to pay you more per hour than what you're making now, because technically it would be, I mean, it would kind of turn into overtime. So, but yeah, I mean, really, I mean, as long as you decide how much you need to make, well, you're big, dude. So wait, this house?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've already looked at it, or are you going to look at it?
I'm going to look at it.
Dude, I'm so pumped. You know what? I'm not going to look at that picture you sent me. Like, dude, like, you know what you need to do?
What's that?
From the Instagram, if you don't look like, you need to go live with me on Instagram and show it to me or something. Or just FaceTime me. I want to experience it that way. Or do I need to just fly in and check out this house?
Hold up, bro. I'm FaceTiming you right now.
I know. Is it hard to do? It's definitely hard for you to get your return text messages.
Oh, you want me to FaceTime you while I check the house out?
Yeah, see the house. Check the house out.
Okay. All right. I got you.
I know you'll be in the middle of it. No, that's not, we won't do that. We'll just see. You're going to see it Monday, right?
I have to set up a date.
Okay.
So get probably
that shit, man. That shit disappears quick, dude.
This week.
Oh, it's a hot market.
I'm aware.
But it's, how far is it from, where is it? What direction from you is it?
It's northwest of Fremont.
I guess I will look at it. Northwest.
It's still considered
nice.
Fremont.
Yeah, I've looked at some land over there toward GB and stuff like that. So that's cool. Yeah.
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 But that's where I'm looking.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's wrap this up, Seth.
Let's do that. You got to go to sleep, right? You got to work at your part-time job in the morning?
I've got tomorrow off. So.
Holy shit. Dude, you should try to set that up for tomorrow and go see that house.
I know.
Yeah, dude.
You're right.
You need to get on that shit or you're going to miss out, man.
You're right. I'm
You already approved for a loan and everything to like show the proof of...
Oh, I've already purchased it, by the way. I'm just telling you in a past tense. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't get me fucking excited, you motherfucker. Don't get me. I was like, oh, you're full of shit. You saw my eye. I knew you were full of shit.
What if I did? I was like, actually, I'm moving in this week because it's already mine.
Well, for one thing, your lease isn't up.
And that's why I've been so busy.
But no, this is perfect timing for you to buy out a place. Because, dude, you won't have to even pay, other than your down payment, you won't have to pay the first mortgage payment for like a month and a half.
Yeah, actually, my lease is up, I think, in like a couple months. So...
You better put a good offer on that place because, you know, I could come in with a good cash offer if I sell this place.
He'd be like, hey, what's your address? What's the address of that place?
Oh, you already sent it to me.
Like, that's weird. I just bought the same place.
We end up competing against each other for the price. For
the I would fucking kill you. You know that?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I guess if you love it that much, it's something to hold over your head. Like, hey, Tyler, can we finally do 2 podcasts a week?
Like, all right, I guess I'll let you have it then.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny. That's good shit.
Anyways, well, Seth, where can we find you on your multiple channels?
Well, I'm definitely mostly on Unscripted Banter. Is what I like to use, but you can find me on Seth Ohms on Twitter, and man, Snapchat. I'm trying to really focus on Snapchat and turn it into really? Yeah. I got a long ways to come, but like definitely trying to grow the Snapchat. So it's Seth and WA. Yeah, Seth and WA. Add me on Snapchat, and I'm trying to be more entertaining. Trying to post on there every day. Well, I'm bike riding now too, so like it's easy to post, but right. I didn't even tell you, we got a lot of exciting things coming up, but we're wrapping up this podcast, but we haven't even talked about my DNA test and about me flying over the handlebars of my bicycle when I slammed on the brakes. So
I guess people are going to have to wait for the next episode.
Yeah, wait for the next episode. Oh, for sure, man. So I guess this is a to be continued. So, and then,
aren't they all?
Yeah. Yeah. And then hopefully I'm got to the doctor and got on some good medication and feeling a lot better too. But yeah, it's good to see you as always. I mean, this has always been part therapy. We're trying to work. I know I'm supposed to be paying Tyler. He is my therapist. We're working toward that, people. We'll get
Where's
there.
The checks? Where's the fucking checks?
Hey, excuse me. When you posted, I Venmo'd you some money.
You did. I was like, wait, what? Why is he Venmoing me money? Like, you posted. Like, yeah, that was what I was supposed to do.
I was so thankful. But you don't. I feel like I have to bribe you to post. Now you can be like,
I think I like this transaction. I think I might hold this podcast for a little bit.
You motherfucker.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, TLuns5. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Check me out on Instagram. I'm going to be much more active. I'm getting back into my photography. Just posted a new one. Check it out. Besides that, man, happy to see you. It's good to see you.
Yeah, and unscriptedbanter.com. That should be improving in the next few months. So, we're going to try to do some things with that for sure.
Good.
That's
all I got. You got anything? Anything you want to leave our listeners with, Seth? All right, that works. That works for me. Make sure you tip your waiters and waitresses because they're out there. They're
hustling
in COVID.
At what point do we tell everyone that the your server is making more money than you?
Oh. Dude, I am gonna enjoy this view. It's starting to get nice and dark and still snowing. I got my fireplace going behind me, if you can see it. My head's in the way. So I'm gonna make myself a nice drink and edit this podcast.
Sounds good, man.
Besides that, we love you fuckers. Have a great week.